Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Welcome to episode 7 and ntprt.org. You can access our website at www.ntprt.org, where we have forums and articles and a lot more things for you to do. Please go check it out. You'll find something for everyone. I'm bringing you another installment today of our interviewing of our crew members. Today I'm interviewing crew member Chris. Chris, tell us a little bit about your personal background.
Well, I was born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, and been living here ever since. Married with two boys, and I'm currently working at a local school district doing computers.
So what's your position on NTPRT?
I'm one of the field investigators and the equipment specialist.
Okay, how'd you get involved with NTPRT?
Well, Mark's been one of my friends for a long time, and we've always enjoyed the paranormal stuff, and we just kind of decided to, you know, get together and do this with the rest of the team.
Okay, what's been your best investigation with NTPRT so far that you've been involved with, that you think is the best one?
I think probably Fort Richardson. There were a lot of us there, and we had a lot of time together, and we got a lot out of it, and it was a good experience.
That one was a lot of fun, I will say that. Camping and ghost hunting,
it's
a plus. All right, where would you like to see NTPRT go in the future?
For now, I'd probably just like to see us get maybe statewide and getting together with a lot of different groups and doing a lot of statewide jobs maybe.
And have you seen any interesting pictures that we've taken through NTPRT? What's been your best one that you think?
Well, recently we started doing the ITC stuff, and we did it over at my house. And we actually captured what looks to be some kind of clown-type face. And that was pretty spooky being in your own house.
And you can check that picture out. It's up on our forums under pictures. We do have that posted, what it looked like. And you had no evidence at your house or anything like that.
No, never had anything else go on at our house.
Has anything happened since at your house?
No, it's been real quiet. That's the only thing we found so far.
We're going to be getting out there and looking at that some more, too.
Definitely.
So what about your fantasy investigation? Money's no object, nothing. Your fantasy investigation, where would it be?
Probably definitely Alcatraz. I've always seen that on TV and Unsolved Mysteries, and it's always been fascinating. I think it would be a really good job to do.
All right, that's going to conclude what we're going to do so far. And, of course, we have our wonderful top tens that no one likes but me. But you know what? I'm doing the interview, and we're going to do it. Here we go.
All right.
Favorite color?
I'd have to say gray.
Okay. Favorite vacation spot?
Cozumel, Mexico.
Beach or mountains?
Definitely beach.
Roller coasters or merry-go-round?
Roller coasters.
Okay. Most expensive toy?
The one I have right now is my turbocharged RX-8.
Your fantasy car. And Chris is into cars, too, so this should be good.
Yeah. Probably the new Nissan GTR Skyline. That's pretty nice.
Favorite TV show?
Right now, probably Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunter. What about your favorite band?
Probably Incubus.
Favorite actor or actress?
Actor, actress. I'd probably have to say Angelina Jolie.
And make a zoo animal noise for us. Your favorite one, your best one you can do. What is that?
I don't know. Maybe a monkey. I don't know. I'm not good at making noises.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris, for giving us this interview. I really appreciate it. So do all the listeners. Thank you all for joining us for another edition of NTPRT. Please go visit the website at www.ntprt.org and visit our MySpace page also. Have a good night, guys. Bye.
Bye.